AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Calling it a sad day in America, President Biden is vowing to keep abortion legal after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the health and life of women nationwide are now at risk, and the only solution is for Congress to restore Roe v. Wade's protections as federal law. He says that means electing more Democrats in November.
Congress must act. And with your vote, you can act.
In the meantime, the president says he will try to preserve abortion access, though his options are limited. The Justice Department says it will protect providers and those seeking abortions in states where it remains legal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
People on both sides of the issue are outside the Supreme Court. Lydia Taylor is praising the decision.
We still have a ton of work to do to get all the states to ban abortion, but this is a huge step in just recognizing the value of preborn children and helping mothers just be able to support their children. And that's what we're here for. We're fighting for life.
Jim Obergefell is a plaintiff in a ruling that legalized same-sex marriage.
Women today now enjoy fewer rights, less control over their bodies than their mothers did. And that is taking this nation backwards.
Some states will ban or severely limit abortion immediately, while other restrictions will take effect later. This ruling is stirring fear among LGBTQ advocates that it could someday allow a rollback of legal protections for gay relationships, including same-sex marriage. The House passed a gun violence bill that now goes to President Biden for his signature. It would toughen requirements for young people to buy guns, deny firearms from more domestic abusers, and help temporarily take weapons from people judged to be dangerous. Big gains at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. A senior official in eastern Ukraine says forces will retreat in an eastern city.
The city of Severodonetsk, the administrative center of the Luhansk region, has faced relentless Russian bombardment, Ukrainian troops fighting the Russians in house-to-house battles before retreating to a huge chemical factory on the city's edge. In recent days, Russian forces have made gains around the city and the neighboring city of Lysychansk in a bid to encircle Ukrainian forces. Now Governor Serhiy Hayday says fighters have been given the orders to leave Severodonetsk to prevent that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The largest pilots union has approved a contract that would boost the pay of pilots at United Airlines, potentially clearing the way for similar wage hikes throughout the industry. The deal reflects the leverage currently held by unions, with the industry facing a pilot shortage, resulting in canceled flights. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.